Thank you, Chair Lady. Thank you all for being here. I remembered when all the talk about MK Ultra broke, and then they were talking about lawsuits, and there were lawsuits, and CIA and the federal government said that this didn't exist, and then they came back and said, well, it does exist, and then, but we're not doing it anymore. I guess my question to y'all first is, which lie do we believe? Because... Thank you. Obviously, there was an open bar before this thing started, so thank y'all. But Dr. Kinzer? Hit your mic, brother. You're not on the mic. It's an old CIA trick. I'm just kidding.
I put myself in the place of one of those senior CIA officers, and I'm thinking to myself, like the ones back in the 1950s, well, other people must be doing this. We'd be falling behind if we don't do it. And nobody's looking over our shoulders. And that, I think, is your job. So I think there is a definite air of urgency and total secrecy. If any current research is going on, and if it's conducted in any comparable level of secrecy to the original MK Ultra, it's very deeply secret.
But one thing you said, though, it's going to be hard for Congress to act when they're so dadgum compromised.
Operation Paperclip brought over 1,600 German scientists into the United States government after World War II, including individuals who had conducted human experimentation in concentration camps.
All right, folks, we're going to pick that up on the other side. I realized these clips were too good. I was going to play like three clips back to back from the hearing, but I realized they're kind of too good just to let play like that. So again, you've got the MK Ultra hearings that happened today. Luna announced hearing on MK Ultra experience and its impact on public trust. This from oversight.house.gov. Task Force on the Declassification of Federal Secrets Chairwoman Anna Paulina Luna today announced a hearing on mind control and accountability, uncovering the truth of CIA's MK Ultra experiments. During the hearing, members will examine the history and timeline of the Central Intelligence Agency's MK Ultra project and its original classification and how the project meets the CIA's obligation to protect the United States. Members will also analyze the intelligence community's unwillingness to declassify information related to MKUltra and how the lack of transparency has reduced Americans' trust in government institutions. The intelligence community has covered up the nature and classification of the MKUltra experiments for decades. Americans have been misdirected repeatedly and deserve transparency and accountability from the CIA. The intelligence community's unwillingness to deliver the truth has fueled dangerous conspiracy theories and eroded public trust in the federal government. This being headed by Chairwoman Anna Paulina Luna. So again, will there be any changes from this? Like Representative Burchett was just laying out there. They've lied about this forever and they've gotten away with it. And they keep lying about it. Now they're lying about the lying about it. The question is, is our civilian representation actually above the CIA or not? This is about more than just uncovering some old program that stopped in the 70s. First of all, it probably didn't stop, and that's one of the major headlines out of this committee, is that it almost certainly didn't stop and is still operating in one form or another today, which obviously, I mean, they weren't made to stop, so they're not going to stop. But this is about more than that. This is about whether or not our representatives, the people who actually have to answer to the American people, whether they are the ones in charge or if the unaccountable, unknown spy masters are in fact above the law, are not subject to review or oversight by anybody with any public accountability. Functionally, they are. Up to this point, they have never been held to account. The only way that Congress could hold them to account would be by restricting their budgets, which is why in the 1960s, they started selling drugs across the world to a massive degree, leading to the Iran-Contra scandal. But if Congress doesn't assert their supremacy and bring the CIA to heel, then it will be official. Like, we actually don't control our government. It's this cabal of intelligence agencies that actually do. That is how it works. These hearings are exposing that to everybody.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Yes, folks, it's a brave new world we're entering into. Concepts like mind-controlled assassins, the MKUltra program, things that used to be the reserve of conspiracy theorists in the dark corners of the internet are now simply well-known and acknowledged by pretty much everybody. It really is an astonishing change that has occurred in my lifetime. A time when even in college, even in my 20s, all the way up to almost my 30s, people still refused to acknowledge this stuff. They still had never heard about it. And if you told them about it, it was like they were mentally incapable of even understanding the words you were saying. But now it's all coming out. And I have to say, I'm a bit gratified. I'm very happy with the new media landscape and the awareness that's out there. I mean, it's a regular occurrence, and I'm sure you experience it too. You're watching YouTube or something about something totally unrelated to politics or anything else, and people just casually mention, you know, just like, you know, like the MKUltra experiments where they, you know, tested on human test subjects illegally in the, you know, 70s, and then they just continue on. It's like, so this is just like common knowledge now. So you're no longer the over-informed weirdo for talking about MKUltra. Amazing. Isn't that wonderful? Boy, there's a lot more. But actually, all that means is that what people are aware of now is the tip of the iceberg, the liminal surface of the bottomless pit of government corruption, manipulation, secret societies, secret programs, unknown scientific testing on entire populations, mind control not just on individuals, but entire population bases through news media as well as entertainment. These things are still very real. And they have not stopped. So awareness is the first step. The next step is putting that awareness into action. Information in formation. Do you understand? Do you get where I'm going with this? But of course, I think, and I'm not taking any credit here, but I'd be willing to bet if it was possible, if you had some sort of omniscient force that could tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Alex Jones has played the single biggest role in changing the media landscape as we know it. The primary reason that things like MKUltra or the Monarch program or like any of this stuff is well known is because Alex Jones forced it into the conversation. He took a bullhorn, took a microphone, you assisted him. And we have shattered the Overton window and exposed all of this. So that's the first step. Now it's time to get the show on the road to actually stop this stuff, to actually put the criminals in prison and actually use the remnant of our power as American citizens to get the right people into office who will actually take control of this nonsense rather than simply go along with what the intelligence agencies want. And we're getting closer to that reality. You can support us in this mission, of course, by going to thealexjonesstore.com. And like always, we give you not just the information you need to know the attacks that you're under, but also the supplements or the water filters or anything else that you need to combat it. So right now, the big sale is actually like two big sales running simultaneously. The start of summer kickoff sale is still on. Major new deals on our best products, but each deal is only available for a limited time. Right now, if you get bovine colostrum plus, you get a second one absolutely free. So buy one, get one free for bovine colostrum plus. If you buy one zeolite detox, you get a second one 50% off. So that's buy one, get one 50% off for the zeolite detox and defense. The third sale also starts simultaneously with that second sale. If you buy one Shilajit complex capsules, you get a second one absolutely free. And if you buy one ultimate life force, you get a second one of those 50% off. This deal ends Thursday, July 2nd at midnight. So don't waste time. Go today and help us to carry on the next stage of this operation. Awareness has been achieved. Now it's time to put that into action. And with that, I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Criston T. Harris. You, of course, know him well as a fill-in guest for me here whenever I can't make the show. I'm always very happy to know that we've got somebody like Criston T. Harris who I can just say, hey, you've got the show today, and know he's going to do a fantastic job. Welcome to the show once again, sir.
Harrison, thanks for bringing me on a topic that I'm well investigated on, that I have a lot of experience with. And I'm even working on a documentary right now in the early stages on MKUltra. I've had a chance to interview at least four alleged victims and survivors. And it blows my mind that, Congress can't find any survivors to come talk at these hearings. But they sure got some journalists out there that have done some of their research. And we even had one person from the NIH who seemed to be completely ambivalent and have no clue what's going on whatsoever, except for they wanted to talk about COVID and how well the NIH is doing for society and how great the NIH is. It seemed like they just hired an empty suit to go there, and hey, they needed somebody to attend. And of course, Dr. Elizabeth Genexi was there to just go ahead and say the NIH is great. I'm not here to talk about MKUltra. I understand that's what this meeting's about, but I'm going to be completely useless for a whole 2 hours. So yeah, it was really interesting.
That was really weird. I was confused because I saw those clips and I'm like, wait, what hearing is this? Because they're not talking about MKUltra. That was very weird. So they sent somebody from the NIH just to be there and talk about COVID, even though that wasn't what the hearing was about. Like, what happened there?
Well, so she's an expert on, she's a psychologist, a social psychologist. And I'm assuming that she was there to kind of debunk these conversations, but she really didn't say anything. She just went to bat for the NIH every time they asked her a question. Oh, the NIH is great. The NIH never did anything wrong. Anthony Fauci is God. But I'm just paraphrasing, you know.
right, of course.
I don't know anything about MKUltra. I never heard about it, but I'm here. I didn't do any research for my job. You know, they probably paid me to be here, probably thousands of dollars. But, you know, I'm going to just drop the ball and just show up after I eat breakfast. It was kind of the most rubber stamp witness I've ever seen, rubber stamp person. And they probably needed somebody to show, and they grabbed someone who didn't even work at NIH anymore or any longer. She was just an expert psychologist and probably was there to analyze the situation. However, they also had Boston Globe columnist Stephen Kinzer there, as well as investigative reporter Tom O'Neill, who wrote a book on Manson. And I think between the three, it was very interesting. Stephen Kinzer seemed to be the most, I would say, knowledgeable on the subject from the research I've been doing. And in some shapes and forms, we got a lot of verification on the things that we've heard and the things that were claimed by whistleblowers in the past, people who suggested that, Charles Manson was an MKUltra student, which it's funny because the guy who handled him was directly involved and was at the same military complex as the heads of the MKUltra organization. We had the whole interesting aspect of things with Jolly West, who inserted himself into the Jack Ruby case in trial. So that, like the whole assassination or killing of Lee Harvey Oswald, is linked somehow, oddly, to potentially linked to MKUltra.
Yeah,
and there's a whole lot to unpack here.
It's weird when you start looking into these really famous criminal cases in America. It's more often than not you find a connection to intelligence. Obviously, Charles Manson was operating the same time the Jonestown cult was happening in San Francisco. There were some very close connections to MKUltra there, because MKUltra, you know, the way it got access to a lot of its test subjects would be doing things like running nursing homes or running, you know, free clinics for people. They would, you know, disguise themselves as medical intervention in order to find people to test on. And Jim Jones actually ran clinics that MKUltra was using to find targets. So all of this stuff is very deeply intertwined, and it's sort of the unspoken undercurrent of, like, you know, 21st century or 20th century popular culture. And I got a couple videos that talk about that. Let's go to clip number 9 here. These are two people you just mentioned, Jack Ruby and Charles Manson. I'll get your comments on the other side. This is from the hearing earlier today. Let's watch.
Is it in your expert opinion that Jack Ruby and Manson were assets of the intelligence agencies specifically pertaining to MKUltra? Were they MKUltra victims?
Yeah, theoretically, Manson, I've never been able to prove absolutely. Jack Ruby, I believe, this is something else. The Warren Commission investigation, on the Warren Commission was Alan Dulles, the former CIA director, who authorized and ran MKUltra until he was fired by President Kennedy. The liaison to the committee for the CIA, who handled the information coming from the CIA back and forth to the Warren Commission, was Richard Helms, who was a direct supervisor of Jolly West. They knew who West was. They knew that what West was capable of and what they had paid him to do and what he had reported to them that he could do, including inducing mental disorders in people. That was never disclosed to the commission, as far as anyone knows. So I believe that West was put in there to keep Jack Ruby from telling his story.
In closing, I just want to thank you all for being here today. And we will be following up, Dr. Kinzer, on your request to fully redact.
So again, these are two of the most important historical events in the last 100 years, the murder of John F. Kennedy Jr. and the, you know, Manson massacre. You know, again, it's sort of just entered into our cultural understanding. You know, we all just sort of grew up knowing about this. But certainly if you go back and watch documentaries, I mean, this was a traumatic event that, like, massively altered the consciousness of America because of the brutality, because of the just the weirdness of it all, the drugs, the hippie culture. I mean, these are two incredibly important events in recent American history, and they've both got MKUltra CIA fingerprints all over them. Your take, Kristan?
Well, it's no secret that Charles Manson, when he violated his parole, he was issued a handler, and that handler was Roger Smith. And it's just coincidence that Roger Smith worked at the same research facility as Jolly West.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's quite simple. It's not hard to that's right there. You can go look for yourself. It's very interesting. And a lot of it, like you mentioned earlier, stems from San Francisco. And San Francisco is the origin points of Operation Midnight Climax. And for those that don't know what Operation Midnight Climax is, that was one of the origin points of the blackmail, sex trafficking style operation. They paid prostitutes $100 back then. That's equivalent to $1,300 in today's money. $100 to get stooges to come into a safe house, and they would perform sexual acts with them, but then they would drug them, mostly with LSD and other things, while people in a two-way mirror, government officials in a two-way mirror, would watch and observe, and they would have hidden cameras. And it was also used to find out if they could program individuals, if they could get information from individuals, and if they could blackmail individuals. Sounds a lot like the Jeffrey Epstein story or the P. Diddy story. It seems like a continuation of, the Franklin controversy or the Finders cult, which is all suspicious and under questions and maybe linked. There's no doubt in my mind that when the Finders cult ended in 92, they claimed they were bringing the children to a special camp in New Mexico for gifted children. And then in 92, the Finders cult ended. Jeffrey Epstein bought Zorro Ranch in 1992. It's a coincidence, might not be the same location, but I'm just telling you that I have questions and I'm kind of curious on what the answers might be. So I think that a lot of this is linked. San Francisco is where they started the whole Operation Midnight Climax. It was also, they had brothels all over the United States. There was they claimed there's only 149 official segments of the MKUltra umbrella. But when you talk to a lot of people that were involved in other things like the Monarch program you mentioned, which is the Theta programming, they really they really had 162 is what a lot of people are suggesting, but officially it's 149. So there's a whole bunch of different aspects of this whole MK Ultra hearings. We didn't, they barely touched the tip of the iceberg because they didn't get into the GATE program, which involves, remote viewing and psychic abilities, which, you know, it's an interesting documentary that's coming out called about psychic assassins. You mentioned, mind control assassins, very similar. That's a lot what the GATE program is about. But the most important takeaway I think a lot of people don't know about is MK Naomi. MK Naomi is the military's version of MK Ultra. And Sidney Gottlieb, who was given the charge of this, who was in charge of Operation Artichoke, which is where they get the good cop, bad cop, psychological warfare, testing on how to assassinate people. All of that was part of MK Naomi, contaminating bugs with diseases to see if they could help spread them. Ice darts, all that interesting stuff stems from MK Naomi and the assassination program, which is the Omega programming. If you understand the MK Ultra programming, the whole idea is destroying the character of a person, breaking down their identity, making them forget who that is, and programming a new one behind some kind of firewall that they could bring out by command or by code word and help them forget it. And as you heard throughout this trial, you could literally send a person and talk to them and bring out this ulterior personality, tell them information that is top secret, and then you could switch them back to their other personality, personality A, and then they'd go to a person and they'd say the keyword and personality B would come out, remember the top secret information and share it, and then they would switch them back to personality A with the secret code. So there's so many different uses that they had for MK Ultra, and the alphas were usually the people that they identified as assassin, people that could be assassins, could go out and kill people. And some people had multiple personalities installed. And since they didn't have any victims, they had mostly investigators. They talked about the books that they were writing because they're probably trying to sell some books, on top of it. But we didn't get a lot of the in-depth information. We got a lot of stuff that was on the surface, some things that we got confirmation on. And you're right. Alex Jones has changed the conversation. He has really brought attention to a lot of these details. And we got to give credit to other people like William Cooper, who was out before him talking about a lot of these top secret projects. But Alex Jones had the megaphone, had the ability to amplify it. And now the argument is what are these programs? It isn't whether or not they existed. It's arguing with people of whether or not Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile because they support, the conservative viewpoints or whatever it might be. So it's really great that this is pushed into the major conversation. But we're seeing the government trying to do damage control and really try to pervert the real story. And like you said, they're still lying about what MK Ultra is, where it went. There was no mention about ritual abuse, of satanic ritual abuse, but they did mention that people could be killed. And what's interesting, when I interviewed Chris Latrier, a Montauk boy, he told me that the children he knew in his elementary school that was part of the MK Ultra program just disappeared and never came back, and that the often payoff back in the 60s and 70s was around $130,000 if a family lost a kid because they knew that was part of the risk of putting their kids in the program. So I think a lot of these witnesses don't want to talk because they get 401k, they get money, they got paid off, and they're not saying a word about MK Ultra. But as we found out in the trial, there's tens of thousands of survivors and victims of these programs. That's a lot of people. And I can tell you a lot of them are not dead. And there's a lot of them that probably would like to speak. And I'm here to do that. So if they want to ever reach out to Kristan T. Harris, they can, but just search The Rundown Live, find me on Twitter or on social media.
And of course, the weird thing about it is, do you even know you're a subject? I mean, when you're talking about the ability to create split personalities or hide information inside someone's brain, I mean, you could be a victim and not even know it, not to freak anybody out. But it makes it hard to know how many victims there even are, if the victims themselves might not even know that they're victims. It's absolutely crazy. And can you stay with us the whole hour, Kristan?
Yeah,
there's a lot to get into here. We only have a few minutes left here, but you know, everything that you're talking about, it sounds very sophisticated. It sounds very sci-fi. It sounds very woo-woo. At the end of the day, it's basically hypnotism and trauma-based mind control, right? Can you just talk about sort of the human brain functionality that's being hijacked by these programs, by these I don't know, operations they're running?
Well, according to the victims that I've talked to, the operation involves a lot of programming involving the younger the age, the better. So these are youth. These are children, usually under the age of eight. So 6, 5, 4. One of the individuals said he was selected because he liked the idea of Star Wars. Chris Latour was talking about at a young age, the first thing he did in school on his first day of MK Ultra is they gave him what was very close to a VR Game Boy goggle, which showed devastation, death, murder, pornography in multiple different colors, kaleidoscoping nonstop while he was being programmed as young children to take away any of his sense of like morality. And so at some point they break you down, they torture you, they starve you, they bring you near death, they give you drugs. Every morning, Chris Latour said that he got a drip of LSD put on his tongue when he went by his parents on his way to school because that was part of the regime. And so when he was there, they kind of break it down. And he went into some more crazy things such as cannibalism and child abuse and murder that he had to partake in with his class in order to be part of this project of MK Ultra. That was just one example. That were different.
Well, stopping there. Why do you think that is? Like, can you not do mind control and have flowers and puppies? Like, well, why is it, do you think, that it has to be married to like this brutality, the sex, the like, what is it, do you think, about the human brain that's the way you hijack it?
Well, I think it's the trauma. It builds. It's like when a wound heals, there's a scar. So you build up a trauma barrier that separates your personalities. And they like to identify people who are bipolar or also already have multiple personalities because they're most susceptible to these kinds of programming, this kind of discussion of trying to be able to get them to do whatever you want. If they're afraid for their life and they know that you're unlimited, you have unlimited power. This is the government we're talking about, and that they've seen people in their own class die. As you know, in the MKUltra here, as they said, did people die? And they're like, well, yeah, they could have died, you know. Mm-hmm. And Sidney Gottlieb had been given the power of God. If people died, so what? There is no accountability. So if people die, you're afraid for your life. You're being tortured to near death situations. Well, that's how they programmed you. And often they would bring out like a gift or a code word and say that you're a good boy. And because you were tortured, here is your reward. You've been rewarded. And they start building that program so that in the future, when they start developing these personalities, somebody could bring out a ring or an amulet or a code word and you automatically switch personalities.
And the way these things are connected, if I understand it, and maybe this is a it's too simplistic, but basically it's a hijacking of your flight or fight response. And when you cannot run and you cannot fight, your brain sort of malfunctions and it wants to do those things so badly that it sort of like blocks off the memory because it can't react in the way that it wants to. So when you're talking about, you know, the torture, the near-death experiences, that's what's happening. And of course, as we studied with Jonestown, you know, a lot of these techniques were actually created and studied in cult settings where they would punish the cult members by isolating them. And it turns out you isolate somebody in silence for a couple days, they're your puppet. They'll do whatever you say. It's crazy, but very simple psychological hijacking. More with Chris Don Key Harris on the other side. Stay with us.
There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 million people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalists do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. when you say this is forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com, that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at the alexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, you know, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the InfoWar on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity-fed filter, the highest quality gravity-fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this, and ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon. And then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live on the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. My guest is Criston T. Harris. You can follow him on X at Criston T. Harris and therundownlive.com. That's therundownlive.com. How else can people find you? How else can people follow your work, Criston?
Sure, rumble.com/therundownlive. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere where podcasts are found. And, you know, I wanted to link some things together. There's just so much information when it comes to the MK Ultra, umbrella is the whole fact that the Temple of Set was involved with MK Ultra. That's a satanic temple, specifically the MK Naomi aspect of things. And Michael Aquino, who was one of the heads of the Temple of Set, was also in charge of psychological warfare for the military. And he also was involved with MK Ultra and Sidney Gottlieb, who is the father of MK Ultra, who got it after Operation Artichoke, which is, like I mentioned before, where they got the psychological aspect of things, of torture, of good cop, bad cop, blackmail, mind control, and programming, and trying to get data out of people. So we know that a lot of these ritual abuse and these torture ideas, when you mentioned, you know, why would they do such horrible things, it came from these satanic religions. That's where they got it from, is these occults. And how did they mind control their members? Well, it was through a very similar type of child abuse.
Right.
That's really the origins of a lot of this government experimentation on MK Ultra. It's the child abuse. It's it's the idea of satanic occults. The Temple of Set was also mentioned, by the way, in the Franklin controversy. I don't know if you remember the Franklin controversy, where the witness said that who was programmed said that the Temple of Set was directly involved. And like we mentioned, Michael Aquino, head of psychological warfare for the military, worked hand in hand with none other than Sidney Gottlieb, the guy in charge of MKUltra. So these are some real things. And devil worshiping and abuse and, identifying children who are that could be programmed and split into multiple personalities. It became an art form. And who's to say people like Tyler Robinson weren't MKUltra stooges of modern day social media, amongst everything. So it was really interesting to see Lauren Boebert's question about, are do weapons being involved, directed energy weapons? And I think she asked the wrong question. If I would have asked her, asked a question, do you think my voice to skull technology is being used to control people's minds to commit crimes? And I would say yes. Just look at the Navy Yard shooter. Look at things where people claim to hear voices from outside of their head and commit crimes. It's a large thing. If you look at how often crimes are committed where people hear voices from the outside of their head, it's a real thing, especially when you have people in the military. They're like, oh, they have this ability to put voices in your head and drive you crazy. Now, I liked Stephen Kinsey's answer about how social media, they don't need microwave weapons. They don't need directed energy weapons or anything when we have social media to control the narrative.
Yeah,
people eating Tide Pods.
Right. I actually have that clip because it's an interesting one. It's Tim Burchett, representative, asks him about...
Oh, it's Tim Burchett. I apologize.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic. He really is, been one of the best people on the Hill these days. So let's go to the clip of him. It's the one I just put in there talking about this and asking about, this being used to program sort of mind controlled assassins. And it's kind of an interesting answer. And it sort of gets out of the realm of what people typically think of as MK Ultra, the actual like one to one. We're going to torture this person to mind control them. And it's like, are these same aspects of mind control now being used on a mass scale through social media and other things? So here's the clip again from earlier today, Representative Tim Burchett.
Is that what we've learned in MKUltra, now that it has advanced so much to algorithms and the computer and getting to loners, that some of these loners could, through this just mass propagation of whatever you're doing, could cause someone to maybe take a shot at a president?
I know there's a lot of speculation out there about the Butler shooting, and I guess even the Charlie Kirk shooting. I just hate to speculate because I don't know. I have no firsthand knowledge whether those guys were programmed through radio waves or through their computer activity. So I would never hazard a guess, except to say what I've already said, that they developed means that we've never been told about many, many years ago, and I imagine they've evolved to be much more effective now. So
let me interrupt you one more time, and I apologize again. But don't you think that they could cast this broad net through these algorithms and other things, and maybe they don't know the exact person it's going to affect, but they know what type of person it's going to affect, and they know it's going to happen, and that way they can't predict when it's going to happen, but they think it will happen, and then that way they can sort of wash their hands of this whole thing and say, well, we didn't have anything to do with it, but in effect, they really did, because they put this out there and they continue to put it out there to whatever method you're talking about. Go ahead, guys. I'm sorry. Ma'am, if you want to jump in.
She's with NIH.
Okay. Doctor, go ahead.
It sounds to me like you're describing something like the Martin Luther King assassination. The FBI didn't carry it out, but it created such a climate, just denouncing King as the most dangerous man in America and putting out all this material about how he was helping communists, that they must have thought, it's going to filter down. Somebody will take action, and then we can say we didn't have anything to do with it.
And James Earl Ray was a third-rate thief, He made an incredible shot, 1 foot on a commode, 1 foot in a bathtub, leaning out of a window, basically. And the next day, that afternoon, all the shrubbery was cut in front of the flop house he was staying in. There's a lot on that one that will never be discussed. I have some friends that were there, so I guess I'm on pretty close to firsthand knowledge. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm probably going to get audited when I walk out of the room.
All right, so that's, Burchett. So it seems like they sort of got a little off topic there because they're more talking about, seeding stories to the media to engender outrage, to cause something to happen, which is a little bit different than, like, using radio waves to control somebody's brain. But, of course, we know, I would say, Discord is probably a very useful tool in all of this. And there have been multiple examples of either prominent assassinations. Obviously, Discord is very involved in the Charlie Kirk assassination timeline as presented by the authorities, as well as things like the Buffalo shooter was groomed on Discord. The shooter, I believe, in Uvalde was in contact with some of the same people. And then you've got things like these child abuse networks like the Order of Nine Angles and all this stuff that we've covered, you know, extensively, where they are essentially dragnets, sort of, you know, going out there and seeing who they can corrupt, who they can get, you know, to abuse themselves and put it on camera. So how do you think MKUltra is evolving for the modern day? That's what I feel like is really being discussed here. How are these techniques developed and refined from the 50s to the 70s on individuals? Are they now being utilized on a mass scale?
I believe absolutely they are. One of the victims of MKUltra, Elisa E, suggested that artificial intelligence is going to be the god of mind control in the near future because of the way it can control what we see, what we don't see. And it will work to whatever who controls it, to whatever their goal is, and try to get people to do things. People are very easily persuaded. Just look at the whole QAnon conspiracy. All you had to do is have a lot of people believe that children are locked in underground chambers, which they could be, you know, military deep underground bases and such, because that was Elisa E's story. Who happens to be a MKUltra victim survivor, she suggests that, like, this is going on. You just look at the way we are controlled by social media. We have attention spans of nanoseconds where just a flip of the thumb gets us our news on TikTok. And whether or not it's true, we don't know. I'm all for a free market news enterprise where we can have the trash with the good rather than the government suppressing it. But the debt to pay here is where people are not able to distinguish reality because they plant, you know, GMO crops of news in the garden of their mind and they grow unhealthy ideas. Mm-hmm. But I think that's something that they know is going to happen. It's just like the whole, video game world where they have these militarized video games where they know that it'll encourage mass shootings. It'll encourage people to go, get guns and do things like Call of Duty. You're going to have people out there that are going to, you know, go ahead and do mass shootings and it'll further the cause of trying to come and take the guns, and they didn't have to even do anything. They'll just find somebody that's on psychotropic re-up inhibitors, some kind of psychedelic drug that the government prescribes you now, and they'll go ahead and they'll just shoot up your local school or go after whatever political adversary that they're programmed to go after. I talked about this like it was 10 years ago. They had this Donald Trump video game and it was all about trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Right. And it was free to download and we were playing it. And we're like, how is this? Like, how, why is this? You'd shoot him and his wig would fall off. And the whole game concept is you're this bodyguard and you got to save Donald Trump because someone's trying to assassinate him. Well, move forward. We have, people that are taking pot shots at the president. What's interesting to me is that they're now trying to blame every pot shot taken on the president based on somebody who is radicalized by the Epstein files. And it isn't like the general public that is radicalized by the Epstein files. It's the fact that the government isn't having any accountability. There's no grand jury going after these people who have trafficked young women because they're powerful and they're friends of the president. And how dare you go after these individuals? That's the real reason why people are being radicalized. And I think that good people can succumb to the madness of this world and take up arms and try to change things. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to come up with new laws to go ahead and try to encroach us. Just look at these Flock cameras now that monitor everything you do, where you go, who you talk to, how often you talk to, where you drive. If you get pulled over now, they can just look up all your Flock history and see how many times you violated the law. Maybe they'll retrograde some tickets and send it to you. But I'm telling you, Big Brother is going to work hand in hand. Blackmail, they don't need to get really any real garbage on people. They can just get the Flock cameras to record you everywhere you go and find out who you're with to really go ahead and do all their dirty work. They're making it easy on themselves. And I think there's some truth to how this is going to work. We are working in a world that is becoming very Minority Report like, and that the government is definitely going above and beyond to really collect metadata. Even people who play video games are collecting metadata, like the Pokemon Go game, right? Every time they take a video on their Pokemon Go, they capture that and they're using that to map out the world. And of course, the video game company is going to sell that out to somebody, you know, so that they could go ahead and do that. A cop in Milwaukee recently was busted for using Flock cameras for checking on his girlfriend. I'm sure he's not the only one. I'm sure thousands of cops are stalking their lovers and girlfriends and their dudes that are men that they're cheating on them with. So I think that there's a lot to be said here on how MK Ultra could work and the mind control aspect of things. The whole idea is that we have no clue what is real and they don't want us to know what is real. But the people that do know what is real, we have our hands in the sand. We have our hands in the dirt, planting gardens of good seeds to grow healthy ideas in the garden of our listeners' minds. And we gotta really take a look at these different aspects of things. MK Ultra is alive in many shapes and forms. And I think that the way they're doing it is through OnlyFans. They're doing it through the perversion of our youth, right? Like you can't get a waitress anymore at a local diner because they're working at OnlyFans. You can't get the girls to dance around the pole anymore because they're all doing OnlyFans. Your husband could be tuning in to OnlyFans. They're ruining the culture. They're destroying the culture using social media, the internet, and the interwebs and electronic devices. These whole data centers are being created just so in the future you could have your robot wipe your ass. And at the end of the day, you're going to be able to download your consciousness in the computer and allegedly live forever. And the taxpayer dollar is going to pay for it. And we're going to use all your water up in the meantime.
You know, it's just hearing you talk right there. A couple things jump out to me. The fact you bring up the overprescription of things like SSRIs these days, like what effect is that having? On top of that, just the idea that you're being surveilled constantly, like that was the psychological imperative behind the Panopticon, right? It was this idea came up with by some French guy or something. But the idea was you're going to have this sort of, mirrored window being able to see into every cell at once. So obviously you can't be watching every cell at once, but just the idea that you might be watched is going to change the behavior of the prisoners. And it actually reminded me of a conversation I had with, it was one of my friend's fiancés. It was this guy, and he must have, the school he was describing going to in elementary and middle school, and I think high school as well, it was clearly an MK Ultra operation. It was like this gate operation. And he was like, oh yeah, every room had, one-way mirror windows. And the whole point of the school was what happens if the kids are observed constantly and are constantly surveilled. So this is something they've actually run tests on and had populations growing up observed constantly. And they're testing, how does that change behavior? How does that change what people are trying to get away with versus not trying to get away with? So I think just the idea that you're being surveilled constantly, just that concept is going to alter how humans behave. So, when you're talking about changing people's behavior, this is obviously being done on purpose. This is obviously being done on a societal level. And we know, of course, from the founders of Facebook and others, they've come out and they admitted, yeah, we designed our program to basically hack your dopamine receptors and to give you a dopamine hit every time you opened our app. It's like they're literally going into your brain and manipulating it. It's just one step removed. And I'm sure you've heard the story, and it's a very common one when it comes to mind control. In the 50s, they installed something in a bull's brain, a male cow, and they could have that bull charging a target, and they could stop it on a dime. They'd flip a switch, and the bull would just stop moving. And they could literally control this bull like a puppet using a radio-activated node in their brain. Now, take that technology, extrapolate it out. Now you're not putting something in the brain, but you're still manipulating behavior just from a farther distance. But these are some of the things that came to my mind while you were talking. The prescription medicine and the surveillance, these things on a societal level are shifting humanity, changing humanity as a whole, yet it's happening in a subtle, quiet, not really noticeable way day over day. But look back 10 years and you can see everybody's gone insane. So it's been an effective program, I think.
Well, absolutely. I think that back in the day, they'd give you LSD, but what does it matter if your doctor is giving you the drugs that they know that is most efficient to control your mind? You mentioned that nobody's watching you all the time, but AI is. And let's not forget that social credit scores are going to change every natural interaction like we're having into a transaction. So you're going to be controlled based on how you act, how you react. And this is the establishment that we're building through AI data centers, and you're going to pay for it. But if you say AI data centers are bad, you're a liberal. That's the modern day context. No, it's an everybody issue. It's a freedom issue. It's a freedom versus tyranny issue. And it's a mind control issue. MK Ultra is no longer on an individual basis, although I'm sure there are people that are still abused and a lot of these things are going on, probably to like the government's use for Manchurian candidates to infiltrate governments and to assassinate people. I'm sure there's still that aspect of things, but the actual mind control, the real game is on social media because everyone is addicted to it. Everyone is plugged in. How far will you go for that next 3 million views? How far will you go to make that next $500 based on your post on social media? And are you doing it based on true information? No, I mean, it's like the media doesn't even care about true information anymore. You can post some garbage on TikTok about whatever it is, and people will believe it, whether it's flat earth or QAnon. People will start going, oh, the earth is flat. Okay, cool. Where's the evidence? Let's have a debate about it. You're going to get 3 million views for confronting somebody. Well, where's the evidence to support that? We need to have things that are sound on evidence, that are proven, that we can prove with our own two hands, reproducible results. And you got to think that way. The problem is Common Core curriculum intentionally messed up our children. It was all part of UN Agenda 21. It was a direct branch of that. Now we got CRT, which is even worse than Common Core curriculum. You have kids that can't count. Now you got kids that can't think for themselves. They're all created to be government-sponsored, mind-controlled activists. And that's really what the indoctrination system of public school has become. It is controlling children's mind. They're trying to generationally weed us old people out, just like they weeded out all the good cops during the whole Agenda 21 thing by starving municipalities for their budgets.
You're right.
So that's what happened. They retired.
And then this is the interesting thing. You know, we saw earlier the guy mention, and this is something I've talked about for a long time, the concept of brainwashing. You know, we hear brainwashing, we think somebody being hypnotized to do something or you know, having their beliefs changed. But the word itself, it's about washing the brain. First, you have to get rid of the operating system so you can install a new one. Well, it's a lot easier to do that on kids. Their operating system is only developed for a few years. It's a heck of a lot easier to wipe that than it is to wipe somebody whose beliefs and mindset has been ingrained over decades as an adult. So another interesting, you know, wrinkle to that. I want to play one more video before we have to let you go. Clip number 16 here. This is sort of about the history of where this came from. And again, as we're talking about MK Ultra or mind control or whatever you want to call it, going from the individual to the societal level, seems to me that it probably, this whole concept probably started at the societal level, then went down to the individual, and now is being opened up to the societal again, because these programs originally came from places like Nazi Germany, who were very interested in shaping the mindsets of their entire nation rather than individuals one at a time. Let's watch clip 16.
Operation Paperclip brought over 1,600 German scientists into the United States government after World War II, including individuals who had conducted human experimentation in concentration camps. The CIA and military were aware of their backgrounds and recruited them anyways. In your research, did you find direct documentation between Paperclip scientists and the development of MKUltra's experimental protocols, specifically the use of mescaline, hypnosis, and sensory deprivation, which were techniques also documented at Dachau?
Absolutely. Kurt Blome, who was the chief of biological weapons development for the Nazi government, came to work for the CIA. So did Walter Schreiber, who was the Surgeon General of the Nazi Army. I can just tell a brief story. When I was researching my book, I found what I think might be the first secret CIA prison or black site. It's a nice chalet in Germany. And the guy who now owns it took me into the basement. He said these were the cells where the MK Ultra officers, working side by side with Nazis, carried out those gruesome experiments, which were actually just continuations of the experiments that those Nazis had been conducting just a few years earlier, right down the road.
Just for timeline and clarification, these experiments were happening after the Nuremberg trials, correct? So the CIA would have known that these were crimes against humanity.
I looked for an episode in which the Nuremberg doctrines were posted on the wall in some MK Ultra or CIA office, and I was never able to find any indication that those Nuremberg principles ever were even consulted, much less obeyed.
Of course not, because they thought they were going to get away with it. They're never going to be actually given a trial about it. What's your take on that, Chris Dante Harris?
Well, I think there's some legitimate conversations here, because some of the victims I've talked to also mentioned secret underground military style bases here in the United States, including some that were decked out like UFO airships so that nobody would believe that the abuse actually happened if they were to tell anyone in real life that it was happening. I think one thing that we're really missing here is the fact of epigenetic memories and epigenetic abuse, because when you have epigenetic abuse, like if our parents were easily abused and easily mind controlled, you are more susceptible to mind control and abuse, just like the monarch butterfly. That's why they use that symbolism, is a monarch butterfly leaves Mexico and its descendants actually fly to Canada and then fly back. How did they know how to get there? It was controlled and implanted in their DNA. And we have that same ability as humans, epigenetic memories. And that's why the child of somebody who is satanically abused prior is a perfect candidate for somebody that is brainwashed and mind controlled. So the question is what are the, you know, what are the seeds that you're going to plant in the garden of your mind? Are you going to plant truth and honesty and search for fight for the truth? And or are you going to go ahead and just implant whatever the social media feed gives you? And that's what you're going to believe. You're going to look for that confirmation bias. You need to challenge your thoughts. You need to challenge your beliefs. You got to find the truth. And the truth starts with your heart. You got to realize and pray. And I believe that God is the antithesis to the satanic revolution that we're seeing, because of the fact that they hate the idea of Christianity. They hate the idea of God. They hate the idea of good and gentle and forgiveness and turn the other cheek. And, you know, an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind right at the end of the day. And that's the world we live in, is eye for an eye. So thank you for having me on, Harrison. I appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure, of course. And no, you're exactly right. It's not a coincidence that all of these mind control programs also have a distinctly satanic element to it. The rituals, all of it. You know, if you're trying to get away from that stuff, you go to the opposite, which of course is God and Jesus Christ. Chris Dante Harris can be found at Chris Dante Harris on X. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.